In our Catholic faith, we are very accustomed to the idea that the mysteries of the New Testament are contained in the Old, are prefigured, are foretold in what we read in the Old Testament. The first reading of today's Mass brings to mind a slightly different application of the same idea, that the words of the New Testament are fulfilled in the life of the church. I have no doubt that the words of today's first reading, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. I have no doubt that those words will be fulfilled in their final, definitive way on the last day, described in the second reading today, when the Lord comes again in glory. But in the meantime, those words were fulfilled in the life of the church in 1531 in Mexico with the appearance of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You perhaps can picture the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in your mind, that behind her there is a sunburst. She is standing on a crescent moon, and on her head is a mantle covered with stars. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Our Blessed Mother was seen in fulfillment of today's first reading at a moment that did not require the end of the world. It happened here in the Western Hemisphere now almost 500 years ago. This feast of Mary's Assumption is all about the struggle between life and death, between sin and grace, between light and darkness. The Blessed Mother did not taste the usual effects of death, decay of her mortal body, because she was entirely without sin. It is sin that causes death. It's through sin that death came into the world. Mary, untouched by sin and full of grace, was not touched by death, but was full of life. And when she came to Mexico almost 500 years ago, it was also to be the herald of life. As you may know, the Aztec civilization in Mexico, as advanced as it was in many ways, practiced human sacrifice on a grand scale. The sense, as far as I understand, was that the sun was dying every evening and that it needed to be reinvigorated by the sacrifice of life so that it could rise again in the morning. After the appearance of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mexico was converted within about 10 years, 9 million baptisms. The greatest conversion in the history of the world. And that practice of human sacrifice died out. Our Blessed Mother came as the one full of grace and full of life. In our time, we look to our Blessed Mother, assumed into heaven, as a sign of hope for us also. You know, we likewise live in a society that is very advanced in many ways, that has many marvelous accomplishments. But it is touched, as every culture is, by sin. It is, in some degree, and maybe increasingly, in the thrall of death. Our Blessed Mother is a sign of hope that we do not belong to sin and death. We belong to grace and life. That is the good Father's will for us. That is his promise in his divine Son, whom Mary brings to us. As we offer the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord that he might hasten the conversion of our hearts, our lives, our society, and our world through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, assumed into heaven.